Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I want to focus on the cost of discipleship, and we turn to Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 27, and this is taking up one's cross. And he said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God." And now I want to turn to a couple of passages in the Old Testament. First, we'll look at Psalm 62, verse 12. "And that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you repay a man according to his work." And next, we'll turn to Wisdom chapter 3, verse 6. "Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them." And finally, Sirach chapter 2, verse 5. "For gold and silver are tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation." Now I want to turn to the Catechism, paragraph 618. Our participation in Christ's sacrifice. The cross is the unique sacrifice of Christ, the one mediator between God and men. But because in his incarnate divine person he has in some way united himself to every man, the possibility of being made partners in a way known to God in the Paschal mystery is offered to all men. He calls his disciples to take up their cross and follow him, for Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example so that we should follow in his steps. In fact, Jesus desires to associate with his redeeming sacrifice those who were to be its first beneficiaries. And I want to turn to another paragraph in the Catechism, paragraph 1435. The many forms of penance in Christian life. Conversion is accomplished in daily life by gestures of reconciliation, concern for the poor, the exercise and defense of justice and right, by the admission of faults to one's brethren, fraternal correction, revision of life, examinations of conscience, spiritual direction, acceptance of suffering, endurance of persecution for the sake of righteousness. Taking up one's cross each day and following Jesus is the surest way of penance. This gospel passage contains one of my favorite verses, and that is Luke 9:23. I read this passage often and reflect upon what Jesus says about the cost of discipleship. He clearly tells us that we must take up our cross daily and follow him. Sometimes this involves revision of life, but other times it involves suffering. St. Paul, in Colossians 1:24, says something quite breathtaking. "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in the Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church." The church is very clear that Christ's suffering was sufficient for our redemption. But God does allow us to unite our sufferings with our blessed Lord's for the sake of others. What does that look like in life? I know in my life, something that was very much a struggle and very hard in my life was when my mother was sick. I had to come after work every day to visit her at the hospital, and just to see her in her condition was very difficult for me. I spent a lot of time going to the hospital and visiting our Blessed Lord in the tabernacle there at the hospital, because I needed to draw that strength from him to be there for my mother. And this was also difficult because our relationship was quite fragile. Eventually, my mother did pass away. But as I reflect upon that, whenever I think about all of the things that my mom was going through, I understand what God was doing in my life. What he was doing was he was giving me time to spend with my mother, something that we hadn't done a lot in quite a while. He gave me time to bring the gospel to her. Every day I would read the gospel reading to her. We also had lots of conversations about heaven and what death and passing from this life could be like. And that was something that I treasured very much. And that was very much a time of suffering in my life that I could not have gone through unless I strengthened myself by visiting our Blessed Lord in the tabernacle. When we take up our cross, we can bear each other's burdens because Jesus carries the cross with us. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.